Good morning, Masechet Bab Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. Dedicate the shiur this morning, reading Shemot, everyone who died in this war, the Chayalim and the civilians, or Ptsuim, mention Hananiah Shalom Ben Liora, and then Liora says Sanidosh, and Refu Shleima, all others in Chatufim, and Daniel, Shimon Ben Sharon, everybody else, Mishri Matzliach, Mishri Chodesh Tov. Said last night, Misha Nichnas Adar Marbe Besimcha. Said lots and lots of reasons this month to be Marbe Besimcha. Okay, so we saw Machloket yesterday of this question. We try to understand the Machloket. It's like he said, because in Abba Kohen Bardela, that a katana, a woman can end a chatzer, and she hasn't got this din of Dalet Amot, Akhamim Metaki Rabbi Yochanan, said Nehmer Biyanai, that she has got chatzer. And she has got Abba Amor. The girl said, what's the machloket? The machloket was whether we say that chatzer is derived from the din of yada, is an extension of her hand. Right? So that we said that was the one machloket, that Mar Sava, the hand, and Mar Sava, no, it's not from extension of hand, but it's chatzer is from shlichut. Then we asked the question, if chatzer was from shlichut, then suddenly we got a situation of shaliach and davar aveira. Right, you see, that's the case, and we've said all along, the Kayan, which is the Gemara, ain't Shaliach Adavar Avera. And suddenly, with the case of a Ganef, we said a Ganef, that Gago, Karpi Fato, Chatzero, etc., can steal the stuff for him, and he pays Kefil. So, your Shaliach is a Shaliach, your Chatzer is a Shaliach. Suddenly, got Shaliach Adavar Avera. We gave a couple of answers why it wouldn't work, and we said no. We said two reasons. We had Ravina, I think it was, who said, that when do we say Ein Shaliach Davar Aveira? When the Shaliach is a Bar Chiyuva, right? And Rav Sama said, when do we say Ein Shaliach Davar Aveira? Right? When the Shaliach can choose to do the Shlichut or not. So we had two different answers. One was whether he's Bar Chiyuva, and one was when he can choose, and we saw Nafka Minas. What about a case of a Yisrael who's a Shaliach for a coin to marry a Grusha? What about a man who asks a woman to cut the child's hair off his head, like Kifet Paro, with the aunt, the Gonachium, etc.? And the more explained them each. We said, the very first wine line, so now the Gemara is a Kashraviya. This is up to basically the third, last wine lines of the Gemara. Umi ikeleman da amar chatzer lav mishum yadai travai. Anybody who says that chatzer is not because of yad, not shlichut, it's because of yad. It was v'atani yada. Look at the pasuk over here. It's pasuk kikach ish isha uva'ala. No, that's not the pasuk. It's misprinted out Gemara. This is aleph aleph. There are two alephs. Anybody else got an art scroll in it says two alephs for pasuk aleph and pasuk aleph for pasuk bet? Okay. So this is pasuk bet, right? The second pasuk. Ki yachesh ishah ba'alai is reshen vaya im lo timtzachem benav. He doesn't like her. Ki matzah ba'er v'atavah. He finds him to do the erva. He's not sure that she was a betuna. Whatever kind of chatav la zev, he gives him regret. V'natan b'yada puts her name in shilcha mibayt and sends her away. Right? Yada. The Gemara says, ain't yele yada. I don't know. Gaga chatshah v'kapifah. I don't know. The same thing like we also the ganef elyon. I don't know anything else with a roof or a chatzer or a courtyard. Minayin Talmud Amar v'natan. We put anywhere, right? Ninyan, so that seems over here that chatzer yad is from chatzer, not from anything else. Yad is chatzer. Chatzer is from yad. The Gemara says that Ninyan get kulam lo pligi. Chatzer mishum yad et rabai. The Gemara says you're right. The machlok that we had over earlier between Ravina and Rav Sama, what the extension, what the limit of yad is, nothing with get. There one agrees that get chatzer is from yad. Ki pligi, where's the machloket? Inyan metzia. When it comes to finding something from Hefka, right? That's a difference. The machloket now will be man sava yalfina and metzia miget, right? You start to say now that when we say that man, right? When we say man sava, so we remember we had a machloket over here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says that she has got chatzer, she'll say metzia just like get. Chatzer is extension of the hand. So too in the Metzia. Umar Sabra and Shlakish will tell you, Loya for the Metzia Meget. That's answer one, which I think is the easiest answer. The Gemara gives two other answers, which get a little more complicated for me. And yeah. Whereas if you had another possible answer you can give is, Beketana Kula Amalo Pligi, the Alfina Metzia Meget. That case over there we're speaking about is the Ketana, and therefore everybody agrees with the Ketana. we learn Metzia Miget, and even Reish Lakish, who says that she hasn't got a, that from Yad and not from Chatzir, will say that we're not talking about a Ketana. Lachem B'Katan, we're arguing about a male, not a Ketana, but a Katan. That's Umar Sava Yafina Katan Miketan, Umar Sava Lovina Katan Miketan. The another third possible answer is that there isn't really a Machloket at all, and Rabbi Yochanan is actually talking about two different things. Mar Savar Chada, Umar Savar Chada, one's talking about, right, look at Rashi, Madra, Shibshim, Lakish, Amal, Inyan Metzia. Talking about Metzia, and Rabbi Yochanan, Inyan Get. Right, Inami, Rashi's other possibility, Mar Amar Katan, Umar Amar Ktane. If Rashi's not having to ensure what this Gavor is talking about, right, I can't give two possible answers here. But the one is that we aren't really arguing about, there's no real talking about different things. Otherwise, maybe with the Get, everyone agrees that it's Chatzir. It's a machloket where the chatzir is, where we learn the extension of other stuff from Metzia, from chatzir or not. Now, we're thinking about Katana, maybe even so, and the machloket about Katan. But in line, we're not so sure what the machloket is. Okay, the Gemara means a new Mishnah. We come a new Mishnah now.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Talking about chatzir,
it's not Purim, right? It's only Rosh Chodesh. I don't know.
No,
okay,
no, it's okay. You're talking about the chatzir acting as an agent.
Right.
Where in heaven's name does that come about?
What do you mean? How,
they just said the pasuk.
It's not an agent.
Let's get the language right. It's not an agent, but it has characteristics of agency. That's what we mean to say. No one's suggesting that the chatzir is an agent. The chatzir has characteristics of agency, just like agency can act on your behalf. So to Chatzir, because otherwise Chatzir could never kone. And we saw now that both, yesterday we saw a ganif pays kefil even if the goods are in the courtyard. He stole him through via his courtyard, or via his roof, or by his backyard, whatever the case was. And so to a get. We saw that almost like a get, and you can throw a get to a woman in her courtyard, and it's hers. So the Chatzir is kone. No, not that, that's in Shtarabim. That's in Shtarabim. We saw the Takana of Chachamim, Shtarabim kone. We had that as well yesterday. But in her own chatzir, we're going to see in the daf today, do all these things have to be a chatzir mishtameret or not? Does she have to be standing there or not standing? Does she have to be standing there or not standing? Does it be with a fence around, not a fence around it? We're going to see limitations on chatzir. But by definition, a person's chatzir is kone. So if I want to give you something, I'll throw it into your backyard. I've given it to you. Right? And you
without
could.
Witnesses,
without anything. You were cornered in your thing. Well, without witnesses, it's difficult. If witnesses don't know about it, then maybe it didn't happen. I don't know. Forget about witnesses for the meantime. But chatzir is an extension of your hand. So that's why the Gemara asked the question, which I think is a bit of tongue in cheek, right? What? And
Shaliach Davra Veira. You see, something has to want to receive it in as much as you might want to throw it. So the person who's receiving it...
Well, that's a big question. Do you have to want to receive it? We're going to see, and we'll see it again today. We saw it yesterday. We discussed it many times before other Gemaras. And that is Zakin Lef Adav Shlo B'Fanav. You can do something for a person which is in his interest without him being around, and even without his intent. That's the whole idea of Zakin Lef Adav Shlo B'Fanav. That's why, on the contrary, Ein Chavin Adav Shlo B'Fanav was our question yesterday we had, right? Our question yesterday was... That if you come and we said if you take something, if somebody owes your friend money, and you come and grab that money for him to give to your friend, you can't do it. Why? Because you have into somebody else who could have got that money. We explained there was a Gemara's way of saying, hadafat noshim, right? How do you say that in English? Favoring creditors. We saw that same principle, and we understood yesterday, at least I understood for the first time, that favoring credit, Hadavat Noshim, comes out of the principle of Ein Chavin L'Adam Shlobafanav. Now you think that you're being Mezaken to somebody Shlobafanav. You're helping your friend, but at the same time, you're being Chavin to somebody else. So what you want is not necessarily a consideration with regards to what you said. But let's see the Gemara. Okay. Mishnah Kesho, Aotan Ratzin Achar Metzi. You see a guy running, people are running after something, a lost goods, right? Achar Tzvi Shavur, for example, what do I mean Tzvi Shavur? A deer that's run into somebody's garden, and he can't really run very well because you've got no chance catching a deer if it's out in the open field, right? Or Achar Gozarot Lo Parchu, little fledglings that can't fly yet. Vamar Zechata Li, right? Say and when you see them, right? He says, "Zachatali sadi, my field will zoche mina." In other words, it's in my field. This deer, this crippled deer, was being shot in the back by somebody, right? When a limping deer comes charging, running into my field, and people are chasing after trying to catch it, you say, Zechatali Sadil, at my field, Zochet. Zechatalo, it's his. How? The Sadeh acted as his Shaliach. Right? Now, it didn't become a person and get legs and a brain. It had the characteristics, right, of Shlichut. On the other hand, Ayatzvi Ratz Kedarko, if the deer was running like a normal, wasn't wounded in any way. Or Shayu Gozlot Mafrechino, these are already ducks that could fly. Va'amar Zachatali Sadi, et Mafil Zochet, lo amar klum. It was meaningless. Look at Rashi. Achar Tzvi Shavur, dehu dumi et demetzia she'ani yachol larut. A wounded tzvi is like a lost artery that can't run. Umishtamer betoch hasadeh im lo yitluhu achem. And if nobody else will come and take it out of the field, it will be guarded there for him. That's not ideal. In other words, my field is guarding it for me unless somebody else comes into my field and take it. No one's got permission to come into my field and take it. So if it's a normal running deer that comes running through, then I've got no say. But if it's something which can't move on its own without somebody else taking it, I can say that my field acquire it, and I've acquired it. Okay, so I'm good. I'm a Shmuel. Now here comes the interesting principle. Yeah, this is what we're speaking about now. Do you have to be there or not be there? Shmuel says, Rabbi Yudah says the name of Rabbi Yudah says the name of Shmuel. V'hu shomed betzad sadehu. And when does this work? If you're standing there next to your field, which if you're in Timbuktu having a holiday, and there's some deer running around, and your daughter phones you and says, hey, daddy, there's a deer running around. And you say on the phone, well, my field's going to corner my deer. Won't work, says Shmuel. You had to be there. Right? So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why not? V'tikni le sadehu. Why doesn't his field just acquire it for him? Dam av Yossi Baruch Hanina. Chatzerosh ladam konelo shelo mi da'ato. See that, Clive? His field, according to Rabbi Yossi, is corning without da'at. I don't even know anything about it. The fact that something walked into his field just already is his. Right, so he said that it wouldn't work over here. Why? When Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina say that Chatzerosh ladam konelo afilu shelo mi da'ato, it's going by Bakama, we learned it by Bakama, daf mem tet. Hanimili b'chatzer mishtameret. That's if it's a closed-in, guarded, gated field, locked. But if it's an open field, not guarded, not gated, not locked, right? And it can get in, and people can get in and out, and things, animals can get in and out, and things can get in and out. Eo med betzad sadehu in. If he's there, very good. Look at Rashi. Wadachshav mishtamer. Look, now he's guarding it. He's now it's called the chatzer mishtamer. He's there. And if he's not there, not there. So the Gemara says, where do we get this from? Right? Where do we get this from? In other words, where do we get this Rav Yudah Mashmua? Where does he get to the Makor? He says, Kachma Brighta. The Tanya. Right? He says, Kachma Brighta. Ya omed b'ir v'omer yodeh ani shomer shomer sheyesh li besad epoalim shachachu. Lo yeshichecha. Yachol lo yeshichecha. So now a guy's in the city. He's already gone home. He's not at work. In the field, and he says, Yodeya ani, I know for a fact. Now, an Omer, if you drop one or two Omarim, right, sheaves of stuff on the field, so you got a mitzvah of Shechecha. What's Shechecha? I mean, you can't pick it up, right? But that's only if you forgot. What does it mean, forgot? You never knew it was there in the first place. If you saw drop out of your, if you got a whole pile of sheaves in your hand, and one or two drop out, and you see them drop out, and you intend to come back and pick them up, you can go pick them up. That's not called Shechecha. But you say, ah, I'll leave it to the poor. The workers will pick it up. I'm not worried, they'll pick it up. That's not called Shechecha. Right? Shechecha is when you never knew that it fell. Now, what if you saw it fall and you forgot that it fell? And now the workers also forgot that it fell? That might be Shechecha. We'll see. Shechecha is not straightforward. But certainly for a fact, if you saw it there and you knew it had fallen and you intend to come back and pick it up, that's not called Shechecha. But what if you're already in the town? You already left the field. So that's the bright eye. Yomed Ba'ir, Vomer, and he says, Yodei Ani Shom Omishyeshti beside the Polim Shah. And I know that when I got there, the workers didn't pick it up. They're those lazy workers. I know for a fact they didn't pick it up. Right? Lo Yeshichecha. And I don't want it to be Shichecha. Look at Rashi. Im Chazar Veshachachu, the workers also forgot it there. Now, the bright eye says, Yachol Lo Yeshichecha. Is that a fact? It won't be Shichecha? But Tamud Lomar, Veshachachta, Omer Besadeh. What do you mean b'shachachta or b'sadeh? B'sadeh shachachta, lo b'ir. Look at Rashi, b'sadeh, Rashi adds in the b'sadeh v'shachachta. Oh, the Gemara actually says it, b'sadeh v'shachachta, lo b'ir, sorry. Im shachacho b'voacha min ha-sadeh In other words, when did you forget it when you were leaving the town? You didn't forget it when you, you never knew about it and you forgot about it only as you were coming into the city.
But Darren, there's a presumption here that this thing is of some value and certainly of some value to you. Otherwise, people could use it as a dump yard.
No. We're talking about shichacha. You're harvesting at the moment. We're not talking about rubbish. We're talking about you in a big, nice, very, very successful field. And you're harvesting your field now with your workers. It's the harvest season. And you're rolling up, bundling all these sheaves of whatever you're growing. And you're cutting them down and you're harvesting them. You're carrying them out. And you left behind a few more. Because they've got value. The Ani'im are waiting for that. This is one of them. The Torah gives them these gifts. They're waiting every season from harvest to harvest to get them. Because it's got value. All right?
No. I'm talking about this. Okay. I was generalizing and it's not in this.
Are you talking about another Gemara? Okay. Well.
No, I'm just talking about in general the concept.
No, we're talking about this Gemara now.
Taking position.
Right? No. Okay. All right. So v'shachachta, it says, lo yeh shichat Talmud Omer, v'shachachta omer b'sadeh, b'sadeh v'shachal lo b'yir. The Gemara seemed to say, no, but look at b'sadeh v'shachal v'shachal b'vorach minatzeh. Okay. So now the Gemara asked a bit of a question over here, which is a little bit difficult. The Gemara said, I don't understand. There's a discrepancy in the bright itself, a bit of a contradiction. I'll go for kasha. The bright itself is kasha. Why? Amarte yachol lo yeh shichecha. You said, we look at the bright, the Tanya. I remember Ivo Meir yadon shem neyeh shichecha. The Gemara says, lo yeh shichecha. The Gemara says, yachol lo yeh shichecha. The bright says, can not be shichecha. In other words, what does it mean, yachol lo yeh shichecha? I'm have obviously a shichecha. And then, you think it wouldn't be shicha as the brighter? No, definitely shicha. But then, Benasiv la Gemara, the Gemara answers and says, brings the pasuk, Besadeh v'shachachta lo b'ir, almeloa v'shichacha. Ah, Besadeh v'shachachta, but nevlo b'ir. Right? In other words, and you got to have forgotten it while you were in the field for it to be shicha, not when you forgot it when you were in the ear. And when did you forget it? When you were in the ear. So in other words, it isn't shichacha. The Gemara says, no, let's correct the brighter. That's not what we mean. And a love hachikam. This is how you meant to read the brighter. Besadeh shachuach mikaro. If when you forgot it, you were in the field, have a shichecha. If zachur, you remembered the sheaths, ulevasof shachuach, and then you forgot them, ein shichecha. Then it wouldn't be shichecha. Why? Because you had remembered them. So once you knew about them, they were already removed from the definition of shichecha. Ma taima, why? Says the Gemara, why? Because when you were in the field, but if in the sadeh you remembered them, then the fact that you were standing there, your chatzer was now considered chatzer mishtameret, and the fact that you were there, your chatzer was koneotam, even though you didn't do anything. But if you were in the city now, afilu zachur v'lesof shachuach, even if you remembered when you're at the field, and then you forgot it even, doesn't make a difference. The fact that you remember doesn't help us. Havia shichecha, that's called shichecha. Ma taima, delayte gabay, delazachilei. Because you weren't there to be zochin. In other words, the Gemara seems to prove over here. So our question was, we asked, should we not timre the chatzah, should we omer betzad sadeo in ilolo? How do we know that? This is the proof from shichecha, that when does shichecha work? Shichecha works. If you're standing at the field and you remember something, then you were cornet. If you didn't remember, then shichecha. But if you're outside the field and you remember, it didn't help because you had to be next to your field. So only a field that mishtameret acts as an agent for you, and therefore it is cornet. Everybody with me? Okay. Who said me? My how do you, that might not be the proof at all, right? Maybe that's not a proof at all. Me my look at Rashi. How do you know that? Maybe it's a Jarakatov. Look at Rashi. The mashman the beside he has shikha mishaba barabait lair and shikhto vishikat polim klum vachikama yachol yeshik. That's what the part is speaking about. It has nothing to do with chatzer mishtameret, with you being there, to not being there. It's a Jarakatov. And how does it work? When do we say shikha works? Shikha works when you're there, if you forgot it. And you aren't there, doesn't work. That's a Jarakatov. Nothing to do with chatzer mishtameret or not. Right? Did the b'shadeh nehave shicha or b'ir lo nehave shicha? In other words, once you left the field, doesn't help you whatsoever to shicha. You're going to forget it while you were on the field. That's called shicha, which makes sense, let's be honest. What is shicha? You're busy working the field with your staff, and you forgot something, and now you forgot it, left behind, you carry on. But if you're not in the field and you forget something, that's not called shechicha, because how are you meant to remember if you aren't seeing it, whatever the case is? So maybe it isn't shechicha. It's the only time that the ani'im come and take it. If you were there yourself physically and you forgot, they can take it. If you weren't there, they can't take it. Maybe it's gerer katuv. If you don't have shechicha, amar kra, the Gemara says that doesn't stand. Look, the pasuk said, amar kra lo tashuv lekachato. But doesn't that wouldn't make sense, because the pasuk says, lo tashuv, you can't go back to take it. What does it mean, can't go back to take it? The rabot shechatair. It seems that it doesn't make sense. Even if you're outside, you already left your field, you can't go back to take it, even including if you're in the field. One says, no. With that pasuk there, lota shuv, for different. I mean, by leila love, that's the lota say, right? There's a, you over on a lota say if you pick it up. One says, I understand. Imke namer kra loti kachenu. The pasuk just said, loti kachenu. What do you mean, lota shuv, don't return? My lota shuv. Lota shuv, le rabot shechat ir. So it seems that we haven't really proven anything over here, and it could all be Gzera Katuv, and that's what the Pesukim is all about. We still need a Pasuk. Why? Lekditnan, Shelefanav, En Shechecha, Shlacharav, Yesh Shechecha. Shub, Aval Tashuv. What does it mean that Lo Tashuv? That Shechecha only applies to things that you've already fallen behind. Things that are in front of you, you can't say there's a Shechecha. You must forget that. Shechecha is what you've forgotten, and you can't go back to pick it up. What you haven't forgotten yet in front of you, you can still do whatever you want. There's no mitzvah to leave the shechicha for the anim. Shechicha is mamash what you forgot. And the word says, Ya klal, kol shu b'bal tashuv, shechicha. Kol she'enu b'bal tashuv, eno shechicha. Okay, and that's the bottom line. The Gemara concludes over here. So we haven't really proven anything against the pasuk of this makor, but we've explained that, in fact, on the contrary, that shechicha only works when you're in the field. Why? Because it's a mishtameret. We aren't feeling the mishtameret. What's about to go tashuv? Tashuv means that any time there's an issue to go back, it's the concept of shikha applies. Anim can take it. If there's no issue, the anim can't necessarily take it. So if something's in front of you and you haven't seen it yet, there's no mitzvah to leave it behind. But if you walked on and you dropped something behind, you can't go back and pick it up. The anim can take it. Can Amar Ashi Amar Kra? So he says, no. So good news for you. So we have, basically at the moment what we've got is that if you're in the city, there's no shechicha. So says Rav Ashi, but Amar Kra, yeah. The pasuk, what does it mean? The pasuk says, ki tiktor ki tzecha b'sadecha, in your field, v'shachachta omer b'sadecha, you left in the field, you forgot it. Lo tashuv lekachto dam, pe lagel latov rama, yeah. He says, yeah, rabot shechicha ra'ir. He says, no. Even yeah comes to include Rashi, lagel latov rama, yeah. What does it mean? Lo tashuv lekachto, don't go back and take it. Lagel latov rama, yeah. Even if you're out the fields, that's theirs. Okay, so basically, according to this, I'm not 100% sure myself, but it seems that if you look at the Rabbeinu Chanan over here, the second last narrow line, the last word at the end, it says, "V'nidchu hadvarim ha'elu, v'askar v'ashi yel rabot shichat ta'ir." In other words, nidche. This idea of not having shichat when you're in the city was nidche. It doesn't apply. There is shichat when you're in the city. So we haven't really proved anything over here. And the Rebbe Chanel says it. Look what he says. Velo nitbarer ki im omed betzad sadeu zechatalo sadeu v'i lo lo. And we haven't proven yet if this idea, which we tried to prove at the very beginning, we wanted to say, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what did he say? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'hu shomed betzad sadeu. As long as you stand next to him, we haven't proven it yet. We just bounced it out because we tried to prove it from Shechecha. When you're in the city, it didn't work. When you're in the field, it didn't work. Why? Because if you remember, while you're in the field, you were by the field, and therefore the field was guarded. But if you're in the city, it didn't work. We said, no, Yehye includes even city. So we haven't proved anything. So it comes along, right? That's why it comes along. Amar V'chein Amar Ula. Lum Ula says, no. Ula agrees with Rav Yerushalayim. They haven't proven it. Shomer B'tzad Sadeu. V'chein Rabbi Barachan. And he also says, Shomer B'tzad Sadeu. Okay, so these two Amoraim come along and support what Rabbi Shmuel said, even though the proof that we try to bring from Shechecha didn't work. So when we said, Umar HaTimra, where do you know that from? We didn't actually prove it. But the Amoraim nonetheless come along and support what is. And now the Gemara is Akashia. So, Eitev, Rabbi Abba.
I'm sorry, I'm being confused. You plowed your field and you picked up a whole lot of sheaves and you buggered off into the city. And some fell out at the same time. That's not shechicha?
It is shechicha. The question is, if you'd already left it. No, so we wanted to say that shechicha only works when you're in the field. If you've left the city, that's not called shichicha. Shichicha means while you're busy working it, you forgot it. If you're out the city, it didn't help. Comes along over here. Rav Ashian says, no. The fact that it says yeah, makes a difference where you are. If there's stuff left on the field, the anim can take it. That's what he says. Right? He could take it. So basically, we didn't prove what we wanted. We wanted to prove that it only works for you on the field. We prove now that even when you're out the field, on the city, it works. So if you already left the city, then we can't use your where you are to prove whether we have to have that your chatzer is only kone when you are around. That's what we try to prove. We try to prove the parallel of that would have been that when you are there, your chatzer is kone if you know that it exists. Because you created the mishtamer, and therefore the fact that you left it there means it is not yours. But if you had been there and you remembered it, it would have been corny. If you remembered it when you're on the field, when you're out the field, it wouldn't have helped you anymore. Well, he said, no. So that's what Rechanel says. Right? We have enough. And that's what the Moraim come along and they say that it does. And now the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Lula, Master Rabbi Gamliel, Biskaini. We've seen this before, this Gemara, right? Remember all this Gemara we quoted a couple of times. It was in Kiddushin, but I think we've seen it in other places as well. Rabbi Gamliel, they're driving on a coming in a boat. Shayu ba'im b'svina, Am Rabbi Gamliel, Isur shani atid lamod natun li Yeshua. And Yeshua was a Levi, Rashi over here, Rabbi Yeshua bar Chanani shaya imo b'svina, who Levi, and he's a Levi, you know, tell him, and he gets the Maaseh Rishon, and Maaseh Rabbi Yeshua shal, and he quotes over here, and going Erchin, that Rabbi Yeshua b'halach shisiyat Rabbi Yochanan and Gurgil b'agavat latot. He proved that he was a Levi, right? And so he says, the Levi will get the Maaseh Rishon. He says, this, Gamliel says, suddenly remembers he's got a big pile of stuff in his house that hasn't been, no Trumot and Maaseh are taken yet. So he mafishes from the boat. And he said, the Maaseh Rishon I'm giving to Yoshua ben Gamliel goes the Levi. Umekomo muskarlo. What do you mean, umekomo muskarlo? And he rents him a bit of his yard to give it to him. So in order that he's able to corner the Maaseh Rishon on a chatzer which belongs to him. So he rents him some of his yard, Rabbi Gamliel, to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua now owns part of that yard. He's the socher, and he can corner the Maaseh Rishon. Ve'isur acher shani atid lamud natun l'Akiva Yosef. Right? And he gives Rabbi Akiva Yosef, who was he? Rabbi Akiva Rashi Saviyah, l'Akiva Gabai Hayav, otashana shtat Maaseh Ani. He was a Gabai Tzedakah. So he got the Maaseh Ani. Maaseh Ani is in the third and sixth years, correct? The first and second years of Maaseh Sheini, fourth and fifth years of Maaseh Sheini, third and sixth years of Maaseh Ani. So he was in the, gave it to Rabbi Akiva, he was the Gabai Tzedakah, and again, right, Ben Yosef Kadesh is scared, Ani, he rented him a place as well where he could get it.
Well, why do you have to lease it to him?
Yeah, we'll see in a moment.
Okay.
Coming up, good question. Coming up now, right? V'chi Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, B'tzad Sadeu Shaban Gamliel, Hayu Omdin? And were they there on the side of the field that they could kone it? Because he rented them a chatzer and they were kone it. Now, we just said a moment ago, we three sets of Amoraim tell us, in order to kone your side, you have to be there. Were Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua there by the chatzer to kone Rabbi Gamliel? They weren't there. Right? Are you omdin? So this is the kashia, right? So this was an Etivei, right? Who asked this question? Etivei Rabbi Abba Le'ula. Rabbi Abba says to Ula, what are you talking about? We've got this famous story, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and they're coming on the boat, and he's makne him, and he rents him a bit of a chatzer, and his chatzer is kona. And where are you hakimi at Chanukah? You've got to be standing there on the boat. There's no question. You can't tell me that they were there. They weren't there. They were on the boat with him. They haven't come. They're still whatever they are. What?
When did he rent it to you?
On the spot. He says, yeah, I'm now giving you some machatzer, I'm makne you, I'm renting it to you. Mokomo muskarlo. That's what he says. Mokomo, look at Rashi. The kibel mimenu sham schar hamakom. And he got and accepted it. Dachi ketani seifa. Right? Nitkablu ze mize sachar. They actually paid him on the boat. They paid him, they gave him a pundion. Right, each gave him a pundion to rent the spot from him. So let's quickly do a Maaseh Schira, rent from his Amachatya, that he gave each a pundion, they rented the spot from him. So I'm makne you the Maaseh Rishon, I'm makne you the Maaseh Ani, Shalom, you shall carry on. Now the stuff's mufrash. Maybe it was, I think in Gemara Kishra, he's worried that his family, they eat it without being mufrash, something like that. Right, so says, yes, so this is the Kashia, that Rabbi Abba asked Ula, what are you on about? Right? Because Ula was the one who said, Chu or Shome Betzat Sadeu. And so Rabbi Bachana said that. So he says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva Betzat, look what Ula answers. Amar Le Ula says, Dami Hai Mirabanan. This time it Chochem seems to resembles to me somebody. Kedelo Gamre in Sheshmat hasn't quite learned properly, hasn't finished all his learning. There's a lot to learn still. And he just fobs him off. Doesn't even answer him. He says, yeah, you am Aret. What do you know? Stupid question. If you had spent a few more years in yeshiva like you should have, and not, I don't know, been out gambling or drinking or partying, you'd know the answer. He doesn't say it like that, but that's in colloquialism, right? So now Kiat Lesura, right? So now Rabbi Abba, says Rashi, right? It comes to Surah. Other day, I remember asked you about Rav, Steve. You never gave me an answer. If Rav was from Surah. I asked you the other day to check it out. We actually looked at about it. We had the case, and I said, and I don't think I got an answer. So it says, Ki'at Surah, Amar Le, Hachi Amar,
Rav was from Surah.
Rav was from Surah.
He asked me about Rav. Rav was from Badita.
That's right. Okay, right. Rav, yeah. And you gave me an answer, right? I think you didn't acknowledge me. You didn't give me an answer. Okay, so I was right about it. Right. Rav was from Badita. Rav was from Surah. He comes to Surah. He tells the guys in Surah the story. This is what Ulit said. And this is what I Makasha. I asked him Makasha. I brought the Kasha from Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Lehumi Rabbanan. So somebody there in Surah said, Rabbi Gamliel, Metaltle Agav Makarkeik Nalahem. He says, no, he never had to worry about this. This wasn't a Kenyan Chatzir. This was a Kenyan Sorot. Remember, we learned it before. Right? You can Kone Metaltelin. If it's on the land, you buy the land. So when he rented him his fee, a bit of a chatzer, in the deal of the rent, he rented in the chatzer and whatever was on the chatzer. And therefore, he wasn't koneh through chatzer. He was koneh through tsorot, through mekarkin. You already following me? It's a different type of kinyan. We've saw before, a guy can sell a field somebody, there's a tractor on the field, he buys the farm with a tractor, right? There's one maasek kinyan on the field and he owns the tractor. So that's why he had to rent him the field. Yeah, he rented him. What's a rental? Rental like a type of a Masek Kenyan. It's yours for the meantime. Whatever's on it, you can use. So he rented him the field. And that's why when he rented him the field, he was kone the metaltel in the Maser or the Maser Ani or the Maser Rishon, toch kedei the rental. And that's why he had to pay him the money. It wasn't a Masek Kenyan of a Chatzer. But when we said a chatzer is kone, and I'm a shmur, if the guy's there or not, that's for the chatzer to kone. Yeah, it wasn't a chatzer that was kone. It wasn't my chatzer. It was his chatzer. He rented me a chatzer. When he rented me the chatzer, it came with the stuff on the chatzer. Different type of kinyan. And for that, you don't have to be available. You don't have to be there.
Kinyan agav there? What is that?
It's kinyan agav. Exactly. Kinyan agav.
You
kone the chatzer, and agav, by the way, you also get what comes with the chatzer.
It's a gift. What do you have to? You do a kinyan for?
Well, you got it. Even in a gift, you got to do a masik kinyan. Remember, you kone matan as well. You lift it up. You do akbaa. You aren't there now. It's there. So how do you receive it? But it's a good question. That's another. That's a good question. We're going to get. It's a good question. The word matan. We're going to get that just now as well. Okay. So Robert's. Okay. We're getting there. We'll get to that as well. Let's. Start, we're going to finish this in 5 minutes. If they launch and go to shul. Right. It says Gamliel metal tlaga mekakering. So now listen to this. So Rabbi Zaira was standing next to Rabbi Abba there, the two of them. When this Mirabanan gave the answer. Rabbi Zaira Kibler, Rabbi Zaira said, you know what? Good answer. Lahai Terut says Rashi's answer. Rabbi Abba Lo Kibler. Rabbi Abba wasn't having it. See, this didn't console him. Right? He's still not satisfied. So Amar Rava, why did I ask where Rava was from? Because we're in Surah at the moment. But Rava obviously heard about this in Pumpadita. It arrived at Pumpadita. This was the talk of the town. This discussion over here, this Kasha, Rabbi Abba and Ula and this whole story, and Rabbi Zaira was happy with it, and Rabbi's not happy with it, and Rabbi Abba's not happy with it. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shapir Ka'avid the Lo Kibla. He says, Rabbi Abba was correct not to accept the answer. Shapir, right? Shapir. V'chilo ayalem sudar liknot mimenu b'chalifin. He says, it couldn't have been a Maase Kinyan. Why was it a Maase? What, Rabbi Gamliel's going to make Rabbi Akiva stick his hand to his pocket and take out a pundian. He's going to make Rabbi Shur take out a bunny and give it to you money. Well, it could have been a Maase Khalifin. What, there wasn't a scarf there? He says, there wasn't a sudal. They had a cloak or a scarf or a head dress. you should pick up the kafir and do a maase kinyan chalifin and say, okay, you lift up the Rabbi Gamliel, we'll lift up the Rabbi Akiva's scarf, and Rabbi Akiva will get the goods over there. And Rabbi Gamliel will lift up Rabbi Yeshua's scarf, and Rabbi Yeshua will get the goods over there. If it was a maase kinyan, like you say, then everybody goes through this whole process where it says, umakomo muskalo, could have a maase kinyan. So why didn't they do a maase kinyan? Why wasn't that the case with the sudar? Right? So he wants to come along and say via Rava that this wasn't a good answer. Why? Because if it was a good answer, we'd done a maase kinyan. Why didn't they just do a maase kinyan? He says, he says, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because what was the real interest that Rabbi Gamliel had in the Maase Rishon or in the Maase Ani? He never owned it. It wasn't his. You can't sell something that's not yours. All he had in it was Tovat Hana'ah. I mean, what's Tovat Hana'ah? That he could choose which Ani to give it to or which Levi to give it to. And that's worth very, very little. It's hardly any essence. In other words, a grandfather whose grandson is a Kohen or a Levi because his daughter married a Kohen or a Levi can come to me and say, listen, do me a favor, take a dollar and look after my grandson. That's the extent of your involvement in that. You don't really get money for it. It's got no real asset value. So how can you do a Maase Kinyan? That's what didn't do a Khalifin. And likewise, why didn't they do a Khalifin? Because there's no Hana'ah, and therefore they couldn't do the Maase Kinyan on the Agav either. So he's not sure what's going on. So therefore, this is nothing to prove about Mishtamer, not Mishtamer, the Chatzir, not Chatzir. There's no real Kinyan over here. The Gemara says, Velohi, and the Rav is wrong. There's a different reason. Yeah, you said gifts, Robert. Matanot kohuna netina ketiva behu. When it comes to the words matanot kohuna, the word netina is written in it. Right? And Chalifin, by definition, is not netina. Chalifin is derech mekach u'menkarhu. Metalklin agav karka. Right? Netina alimtehi. Now, he says over here like this, that I think it's a little bit even counterintuitive if you ask me. Right? What was Ullah's proof? Right? That the Maase Kinyan Agav wasn't the din of Chatzer Kone, remember? That's what Ullah wanted to say. Ullah wanted to say that when Ullah said that they did a Maase of Agav and it wasn't a Maase of Chatzer, right? Agav seems to be, even though it's netina notain, you can give a matana agav. You can't do a matana with a chalifin. Because chalifin is a proper maase kinyan. And maase kinyan, I've got to have, there has to be an exchange of something. Where a matana, you haven't really got anything. Well, what's the maase rishon is not yours. But agav karka, agav, you can't give it. It seems to be that the agav has got a higher level of kone, even a matana, which is not a proper maase kinyan. That's something you were saying over here. But agav mekarka netina alimtehi. Right? If you look at Rashi, he says, Achanami, ena mamo niknol agave karka, bekinyan shakarka niknalo, ela afkure ba'alme efka rabat, efka. Vechioga lehu makom, when he gave a place for him, kantelo chatzero betorat chatzer keshar hefka. Right? And now, so he wants to say, this is what Rav's answer was, right? And the Gemara says, and therefore it was like Hefka, and you didn't need to have a Chatzir Mishtamer, it was sort of like a stira to Rav Yudah Mashmuel. And the Gemara says, Velohi is not true. The fact that he never had the cloak, Lav Raya, he lemail, if you call anything, but the ain't of an anik, because it doesn't work with that Tovat Hana'ah. Does work. And that sort of throws out your whole concept of a chalifin. So that is the first answer. Rav Papa is a different answer. Rav Papa says, Amar, da tachet makne otan shani. Rav Papa says, no. When this whole concept of having a chatzer mishtameret or not is different altogether. Right, remember Rabbi Abba's question to Ullah was from the boat that he gave it to him, they weren't there, and therefore wasn't Mishtamer. He says, when somebody is giving it to you, it's completely different. In other words, when do we say that your chatzef to mishtamer to kone if you've been kone from hefka? But if someone's giving you something, you don't have to be there. You can say, I'm leaving it for you in your courtyard, even if you aren't there, and it will still be yours. And uminatim, how do I know this? He says, titnan ra'otan ratzina charem etzef, from our Mishnah. When the guy was running after in your field after this broken damaged deer, Amar b'Yirmiyah, Amar b'Yochanan, right? V'usherat acharein u'magi'an. He says he could catch it, right? You could catch it. U'bar b'Yirmiyah b'matana heach kibla minei. No, that's another question. Hold on. Rabbi, look at Rashi. Rabbi, le'olam b'tzurat chatzir kano. He actually dwells with a chatzir. And this kash, not a kash ulah, that they weren't there. Why? The aloba in and hacha or made betzara sade, Bishum the dalachel bakusara is giving it to him. Shaman Gamliel, he knali metalpin shayulo bechatse shlahen, vlomi hef kerakanu venocha matanazu, he knot avagav, the elo made betzara sade. That's the bottom line, he said. Like I explained it. Okay, I think I explained it quite well. When you're giving it to somebody, you don't have to be there. So I mean, it's called from hefka, like them ani'im who are coming, and the shikha of paya, the shikha was hefka the moment you had forgotten it, correct? Because it belongs to thy name, it's not yours anymore. But if you were there and you watched it happen, then it's in your side that you could do it. But if you weren't there, it wouldn't happen because you've been caught out of the hefka. But if somebody actually gives you something, you don't have to be there. And his proof is, right? For Amar after the tzvi, mahalech va'gozot and his doves were like these birds trying like fluff. Matniti diktani zachtalo sadeu. And in our Mishnah, why do we say that his field was hefka? These things were hefka. And in our field, we had to have it there. And the principle of Rabbi Yochanan was that he could have ran there and got them himself. The fact that he could have chapped them, if he's standing by the field, his field would have caught in there for him because they're coming out of hefka. The birds just landed in his field. But if I'd brought you birds that were mine, you wouldn't have to be there. Everybody with me? Difference all together, right? Ubay Rabbi Yirmiyah matana yach kibla minei. So it goes like Ubay Rabbi Yirmiyah, but im hayu tzvi v'gozlot shel Adam echad. Right, look at Rashi, the very before the very wide lines, the second last, the last line of the not very wide lines. It says im hayu tzvi v'gozlot shel Adam echad v'hem betoch sadeh chaveru. So we ask v'notnan barhen v'bal sadeh v'matana hayachadin mi ba'inan v'ushirat zachareinu magian v'i lo kani. In other words, now if I'm with the things in the field, can I give it to you, or do you have to be able to run after them or not? Or matz noteni maharabe, or lo, can I take it back or not? So that's his question. Right? We said a moment ago, the hefka stuff, what about if a guy's giving you a gift? That's what Rabbi said, matan yach kebla minei, Rabbi Abba Barakana, afapi shirat zacharin. Ubay Rabbi Yirmi, but matan yach kebla minei. Rabbi Abba Barakana says, afapi shirat zacharin, vain magian. He says, even if he isn't able to catch them, my time allowed me to show the data ahead, because someone else gave it to them. Shani Amar Lei Rav Shimi Le Rav Papa, Hare get the data ahead, Makneota. Same idea with the get. Why can you go throw a get to win in a chatzir? Because someone else is giving it to him. I'm Ula, but who shomer betzad beta or betzad chatzrash? And then Ula said he's standing there and said, no, even that would be a good question, because Shani get. Dita bal korcha. Because a get, you're giving her against her will. So that's why you'd have to be, even though normally a chatzir, if you're giving something to somebody, it could work even if they aren't there. A get, they'd have to be there because it's against her will. Now, I'm going to stop over here because we're going to ask a kasha over here about a get being against her will. It gets a little bit tricky and we've gone over time.